Good evening, listeners. This is your boy, Charles Cotton, coming with another segment of Cotton's Live. Shout out to everybody. Also, just a quick segment, quick snippet that I have. Cotton's Live now has an email address. I created an email address. It is cottonslive0427@gmail.com. Once again, cottonslive0427@gmail.com. I'm also on Google Meet as well. So if you ever want to do a video conference or anything of that nature, shoot me an email and I'll send you the link to join the meeting. All right, now I want to dive right into it. As you guys know, the NFL season is here. Everybody's kicking off your favorite teams, from the Ravens to the Commanders to the Jets to the Giants. Football season is now here. And as an avid Baltimore Ravens fan that I am, I've been a Ravens fan since the Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Chris McCallister era. I could go down the list. Helody Nada, all those guys. So this is coming from a place of, this is coming from a true fan, not somebody who just hopped on the Lamar Jackson bandwagon. I have two things to say. I want to talk about this Lamar Jackson situation. I want to talk about that. And the first thing I want to say in regards to his contract negotiations, the first thing I want to say, Baltimore Ravens fans, is let's relax here for a second. Let's just breathe and relax. We know Lamar's value, right? We know what he's done. We know what he's done in the playoffs. We know the last couple years he's broken a single season rushing yard record. I know the year before he had over 1,500 yards. And then the year, just last year, he had over 1,000. It was like close to 1,100 yards rushing. You know, so, and then not only that, but ever since he's taken over the Ravens as a starting quarterback, he's led them to the playoffs. And then also, we can kind of scratch last year out because, of course, COVID took over and a lot of our main stars, including Lamar, were affected by it. And even so, we were still in those games. We still had a chance to win a lot of those games. But Baltimore fans, let's pump our brakes for a minute. Let's just relax. Lamar Jackson is 25 years old, right? And he's at a point where he's betting on himself. He wants a guaranteed contract. And I don't blame him. Because if we're giving Kyle Murray, right? If we're giving Kyle Murray $133.5 million guaranteed, right, along with his max salary, if we're paying Russell Wilson, and I don't even think Russell Wilson's the issue, it's not even the issue about any of the veteran quarterbacks getting their money, but if we have guys like Kyle Murray, Mahomes, who else, mainly just those young quarterbacks, Derek Carr, all of these guys out here that are making big bucks and are not even on the same stratosphere as Lamar Jackson. We know he's going to get paid. We know that Baltimore values him. He's going to get his money. So let's all take a step back. Let's breathe and relax. Number two, and more importantly, the man wants guaranteed money, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him one bit for betting on himself. A lot of these organizations nowadays, they respect players for what they do on the field and not their character and their work and their work ethic and what they not only bring to the organization, but to the city that they are playing, the market that they are. Lamar Jackson is a famous figure in Baltimore. He's visited different schools. He just visited an elementary school, I think a couple days ago, and saw and spoke to young kids, gave them life advice, encouraged them. The man's literally a bigger face than any other Baltimore quarterback that we've ever had. Even going down as far as to like Tony Banks, Kyle Bowler, who else? Steve McNair when he was past his prime. You know, the best, Lamar Jackson has been the best Ravens quarterback of all time, minus Joe Flacco, who is the last quarterback who brought us a Super Bowl. Not only that, but he's marketed himself well. He's very professional. He doesn't get in trouble or see him involved with anything with the law. He's all about his craft and getting better and making his teammates better and getting them to the promised land, the playoffs. Literally, the only thing left for Lamar Jackson to do is to carry the Ravens to a Super Bowl. These last two games he's been played this season, he's proven why he's going to get paid at the end of the year. Even down to the Dolphins on Sunday with that was literally on the defense. Literally, they had a whole meltdown in the fourth quarter. They made Tua look like the second coming to Tom Brady. Our pass coverage needs help. We can't cover anybody, especially the middle of the field. And we literally squandered a career performance by Lamar Jackson. Threw over 400 yards for the second time. For the second time this season so far in Baltimore. So I don't blame him for betting on himself. You know, I don't blame him for wanting his guaranteed money. He's earned it. He's earned it. And I get where he's thinking, too. I really believe that Lamar is not really tripping about signing that new deal. He's already still getting paid from his rookie deal. What is he going to trip for? Plus, this can be a redemption year for him. So far, let's say Lamar carries the Ravens to the Super Bowl and they win. Tell me, you're not going to sit here and tell me that they are not going to give him his money after that. He wants a chance to prove himself. And I respect guys like that. I respect guys who want to get out there and prove the doubters wrong. Oh, you think I'm not deserving of this money? Watch this. You think I can't throw the ball? Watch this. Because last time I checked the last couple games, Lamar Jackson has his throwing has gotten a lot more accurate. He's throwing the ball down the field with a lot more confidence. And then on top of that, he's still got his legs. The sky's the limit for him. You know? Sky's the limit. According to what I read, the Ravens offered him, what, a $230 million with $130 million guaranteed, which is $20 million less than Kyle Murray, who literally has not even scratched the playoffs. And we're talking about giving Lamar Jackson less guaranteed money than him? Than Derek Carr? Ryan Fitzpatrick? Who's also making close to the same, if not more, than him? Come on now. Come on. Baltimore fans, let's relax and enjoy Lamar Jackson. Enjoy his play. Enjoy his charisma, his fire, his intelligence, his quickness. I've never seen a quarterback take off once he gets around that corner the way Lamar Jackson does. He's the face of Baltimore. Trust and believe when I say they're going to do everything they can to keep him. But Lamar, take your time. I would say if I was his agent, take your time, brother. Prove yourself. Go out there. Like not necessarily prove yourself, but go out there and prove those doubters and just ball out. to the point where they have no reason but to give you the money that you need and want. Because at the end of the day, a lot of these, as the generations are going on, these athletes are getting smarter, man. They're realizing that the NFL is business first. Just like LeBron, when he incorporated the whole era of player empowerment in the NBA, is following suit to the NFL. You know, even down to sports medicine, you know, even down to how they practice. A lot of the NFL owners and people who work around the world in sports are trying to enhance longevity towards our athletes, like the Tom Brady's, who's 45, like the LeBron James, who's 37. Guys still playing at a high level. The Serena Williams, who just retired, played for a decade. Those are all-time greats. Trust and believe, Lamar's sitting back and watching. He's being methodical. I think he's handling this very well. So, ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore fans, let's relax and watch greatness. Let's watch our quarterback lead us to the promised land as we believe that he can. Lamar Jackson, we love you, brother. And as a avid Ravens fan, I support and salute your decision. Keep balling out and give them something to look forward to. Give us another bowl in Baltimore. This is your host, Charles Cotton. Cotton's Live. Peace out.